Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, it's another great week.
Yes, it is.
And a great day here in Ohio.
Yeah.
Nice, crisp, good weather. Fall day.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Good squirrel hunting.
Good squirrel hunting. A lot of activities possible if you're into the outdoors right now. Apple pickings in full swing. You knew I was going to say that, didn't you?
I was debating on whether to hold my breath, but I knew I wouldn't have to.
You knew I wouldn't miss that. Hey. So there is some banquets and things like that to do. I know, where are we on Hunter's Education? Any of those available?
Well, if you're in the Zanesville area and only want to travel within 25 miles, there's one.
Gotcha.
And that's up in Guernsey County at Durassic on 11, 13, 14, and 15 from 6 to 9 p.m. each day. If you're willing to travel outside of that 25-mile place, circle, Noble County has one in Senecaville on 11, 4, and 5 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. both days. Licking County up at Pataskala has one on 10, 22, 28, and 29 from 9 a.m. to 3 each day. Fairfield County and Carroll on 11, 4, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and 11, 11 at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Trapper's Education, if you want to go to that, Malta has one going on 10, 28 from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and 10, 29 from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you just need one that you've taken online and just need to go do your final test there, there's one in Zanesville on 10/21, which is this Saturday, and there's a few spaces left. I think I saw 14 seats. I may be wrong on that, but it's 9 a.m. to 1. So if you did it online and you want to get it taken care of, Zanesville is the closest for the online. Guernsey's going to be the closest for an instructor-led.
There you go. Also, this weekend, there's still tickets available for the Guernsey, Muskingum, and Washington County Friends of the NRA Gun Runners Harvest. It will be at Jurassic Park, and doors open at 4. For every seven tickets sold, one gun will be given away.
Right.
So I got that right. And if you want to get tickets, there's quite a few places around here you still can get tickets. There's some available, and yes, you know best where those are.
That would be me and you.
That was it.
That's about it.
Yep. So if you want to contact me down at the car lot down at Fink's, I'll have some tickets. Don, best way to get a hold of you
is call me at home at 674-6364. Tickets are $125. That does include your meal. There's all kinds of games and such going on. It's a good time.
What's the vittles for the weekend?
I don't know.
You don't know what the rest of the menu
probably
is?
Probably some kind of pulled pork and stuff like that.
Cool.
It's good, it was last time.
Good deal. Good deal. You can get into that. Also, too, we do have the Muskingum County Whitetails Unlimited Banquet, and it probably is just a few tickets left. So it's November 18th, and it'll be at the Grotto's Prophet Park in Zanesville. If you want information or would like to try and get tickets still, you can call Kent Papa George at 740-270-9075. That's Kent Papa George at 740-270-9075. Or the real quick way is you can do an e-ticket. I think you can go right online to whitetailsunlimited.com, go to events, and then look up stuff happening in the state of Ohio. By the way, this month in the state of Ohio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 or 11 Whitetails Unlimited banquets. So if you're not able to make it that weekend or that day, there's plenty of options.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
So, but like I said, go online, go to events, and you can pull up local events. What else we have?
Oh, we got those 2018 Friends of the NRA gun raffle calendars. For 290 guns will be given away, one every Monday through Friday, five chances a week for the first 9 months, and then every day for the next 3 months. You can win more than once. They're $50. That's less than 17 cents a chance. I got less than 18 cents chance, but it's right around there. Anyhow, you can pick one up. Go see Chuck down at the Fink's Used Cars, Kathy at TNK's Guns and Archery, Dana down at Top Gun Shooter Supply. You can check with Roger down at American Light, Diddy's Downtown Deli that's got really good sandwiches. He's got them for sale down there, or you can get a hold of me, and I'll certainly get them out to you. Terry Teisinger also has them for sale.
Okay.
So
you can get a hold of him, and calendars are really awesome. Great gift. I have quite a few folks that's what they get them for.
It's a good Christmas gift. If you got somebody that's hard to buy for,
yeah,
this is it. Gives all year long. They can win more than once, and people have won more than once.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, I know. But it isn't me or you.
No doubt. Anyways, I seem to sell to the luckiest guys in the world.
It seems like it. I should start buying mine off of you.
And I'll buy mine from you because
there
then
you
I'll
go.
Still lose.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else do we have going on, Don?
Well, the Division of Natural Resources Division of Wildlife is going to they released their 2017 pheasant release dates for our area. District 4, Dry Valley, they're on for the youth release on October 20th, which is coming up very soon. And the 27th, at the Dry Valley District, they're going to let out 210 on October 20th. And October 27th, they're going to let out 540. And then again on November 2nd, 9th, and 22nd, they'll be releasing more. 300, 200, and 240 for a total of 1,490 pheasants. Up at Salt Fork, for the youth, they're not going to release any, but for the November 2nd, 9th, and 22nd, they'll be releasing 190, 170, and 160 for a total of 520, which adds up to 2,010 pheasants are going to release for us to go out and hunt.
Wow. Pretty good number this year.
Yeah, and the youth hunts are really nice. Once again, that's an adult can have two youth, licensed youth. The adults are not allowed to have a hunting implement with them, and they got to stay within normal talking range. Can't have them out on the North 40 and run them all to them or anything like that. You got to stay within constant contact with the youth, no more than two. And it's a good way to get the youth out when there's not so much pressure on, just like the deer season.
Right. And quite honestly, I think that's how my granddad started me, is let's, start there. And then we moved to rabbits and squirrels and then on to bigger and better things after that. But great opportunity to get them involved.
And, yeah, yeah.
And a great thing that the state does there. So.
And that way you can teach them the safe way to handle muzzle control and everything. And what to shoot at and what not to shoot at. And you don't have so many people in the field with you.
Right, because it can get crazy
at times. When everybody's out there.
Right. Also, this weekend's a Circleville Pumpkin Show. So if like pie.
I do.
Or pumpkin pizza or pumpkin ice cream.
Or pumpkin wine. Or
whatever. Pumpkin. They've got it.
Anything pumpkin, they got it.
I'm always amazed at the guys that raise those pumpkins. They have to bring them in on a tow truck, flatbed, and all that.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Huge.
And there's guys that literally, that's their whole summer. They build tents around them, and they do this, and they do that. And, it's a whole – and then you save seeds from your last year winter and hope it's the winter next year. And
turns into something. But I wonder if they named them Sylvia.
What was that from? Feed Me Seymour?
Oh, yeah, Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors, the plant.
Yeah.
Kind of got out of control. Well, folks, when we come back, we actually have a deer report from the state, and Donna will be talking about that. And we'll also be getting with our guests. We're going to be using the F word a lot tonight.
Yes.
Fishing, Don. So, folks, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills. If you've got any questions or comments for us, give us a call at 740-891-9103. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.